What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun. The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary super intelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Smooth transition, boys.
Yeah,
smooth.
Welcome into the club. That is
if I give you $1 million, could you do it?
That's professional work right there.
If I give you $1 million right now, if I said, hey, Jason.
That's a great job.
Sukanik.
That's a great job.
Why don't you come over
smooth
here?
Smooth as butter.
Why don't you come over here and find
hold
it?
Hold on, Will.
And set it
I'm
up
about
yourself.
To fall on the sword for you. You don't even have to defend yourself.
I'm not defending myself. I just want to attack Jason.
Look at Will getting all tasty in there. He's like,
I'm an ignorant boob.
For those inquiring parties, you may know that we are now sponsored by Pub Beer here in the club.
It's about time my drinking got an official sponsor. It's been unofficially sponsored for years. Let's go.
So we have some new Pub Beer elements for the club, imaging as we call it, where it's the jingles, it's the rejoiners, things like that. I put in the new rejoiner. What I accidentally deleted was the song about Club 1080 instead of the old jingle that doesn't have Pub Beer.
So beer balls jiggling?
Yeah, something like that. So this was operator error by the man sitting in this seat, and not so much Will.
It seemed like a Will problem to me.
I'm a man! I'm 40!
I would love to blame the producer for things like that, that I could essentially get off of my own plate, but being in that position plenty of times, it wasn't his fault.
What I enjoy about Will is Will takes it personally. Like, when something goes wrong, you can see it on his face. It's that athlete in you.
I don't handle criticism well.
He does
not. I lash out.
You want to fight?
I don't know if this is racist, but it probably is.
He goes all aggro.
And now Will's sad that he didn't get...
Order smash bad.
He's sad he didn't get to play all the drops in the open, so now he's trying to make up for it.
I had a whole thing planned.
You can't just kick a homeless person off a bike and take it.
That's true. It was going to be great.
No, you can't. I did see a homeless person with a black toe, which was kind of a little gross.
Oh.
Yeah, they were
like the kind of thing like where if you
not
like, wrap
a black
a piece
person
of...
with a black toe.
No,
just a rotten toe. Oh. Yeah, and they were hanging it out of a window. It was a little it was troublesome. You know, cuz they've got down in the encampment basically in Will's backyard. I love that Will lives adjacent to the homeless encampment, just like a 5 iron away from it.
There's nothing I could do about it.
No.
I took an affordable apartment.
I totally get it, man. You got to go. It's why I live in Vancouver, right? It's cheaper. But,
hop on this jock.
you know, they get they got some cars down there. Like, they got a couple RVs. You know, it's and for a while there they had a bus. Well, I don't know what happened to the bus. They had like a city bus, and now the bus is gone. But they were sitting like in a like a burnout like Chevy like Cruze or something, like one of those little hatchbacks. And my gal was just sitting in the front seat, and the door was like kind of half open, and her foot. She did not have shoes on. Her foot was sticking out of the window, you know, like kind of like in a relaxing sort of way.
Sure, you're lounging, you're lamping.
Yeah. And she appeared to be somewhat unconscious at the time. You know, it's kind of one of the, I don't know if she
kind
was
kind of fading in and out.
Yeah, I don't know if it was a siesta or maybe something else was going on. But you can't help but notice the Tootsie hanging out the window. And
Bigfoot guy
lost a little circulation there. Maybe
look when you're riding by and you see the you see the foot. You know, first you're like, oh, it's someone's foot, and then you just see the black toe. And when I say it was black, I'm not talking like it was slightly discolored. No, it was like a Falcons football helmet. I mean, that thing was. It was like black, like Will's soul. It was just
black,
dead.
Please, thank you.
And I just was like, whoa. I just. You know, you see something new every time that you go by there, and I had not witnessed. And look, let's be honest, the rest of the feet weren't exactly looking like, you know, in great shape.
Like the other feet you seem to look at a lot?
I'm not a big foot guy. I don't like, that's a fetish that I don't understand. I mean, everyone's entitled to their own thing. I don't get the feet thing.
I don't either. I've never, and listen, I get that people have kinks, people have fetishes, people have like weird.
Yeah.
There's enough stuff that I'm like, not my thing, but I can see how someone would be into it. I don't get it with that.
I don't get that one either. I don't understand the allure. I've never want. Now I've looked at feet and been like, yeah. And let me tell you, this foot was, yeah. I don't know if I've ever seen a rotten toe. I've seen like rotten toenails. And maybe a foot fungus or something. I've never seen
a digit.
Yeah, because like that's got to come off, right? Like that eventually just.
Oh, I mean, I think so. That yeah, just goes off. That's going to amputation territory. It's
and that's
be.
The big toe too. Like it'd be one thing.
Oh,
if, yeah,
I assumed
no
least important furthest off.
No,
but,
no big toe, and that's why I said it stuck out so much.
Although randomly, you know what I've heard? I've heard that you can. That losing your big toe and pinky toe are the most important, that you can get, you can't get by if you lose one of those because they're the stabilizers.
Really?
If you want to lose a toe, you want to lose a middle toe.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
I think that's what Dion lost.
Did he lose his middle ones?
Have you seen his
feet? No,
his
I think
feet?
He lost his big toe.
Did he?
Maybe he did lose his
I'm
big
sure
toe.
We can
his
find
feet
out.
Are messed up.
I think he lost the big, I think he lost the captain.
Here's
good
the question.
Thing he has
will
Affleck.
Dion answer questions about his toes?
Ooh. I've got an Aflac question. It involves your toes.
Does your insurance, Aflac insurance cover toe amputation?
Aflac covers expenses that are not covered by regular insurance. I would assume that means amputee. But yeah, I've never looked at a pair of feet and thought that's a sexy pair of feet. Now I've been disgusted by feet. See the toe. And again, this is one of those that I felt bad for. And yeah, someone is asking, this is the same encampment where I saw the Armor All wipe. Being used to clean the frothing wound.
Mm.
I'm telling you, Will can back me up on this. You will see things down there literally on a daily basis that just will blow your mind that you've never seen before. And it's equal parts. You're fascinated by it. You're horrified. And then also some sadness. It's a mix of emotions. Like you just, it's a rainbow of emotions. But I just had never seen the big rotten toe before. But yeah, I'm just the Rex Ryan thing. I don't know who looks at feet. Cause like, I guess you can go like on Feet Finder or whatever. And like you can sell.
I feel like it seems like it's a really common popular fetish. Yeah. And like, there are a lot of people into it.
I told my lady, I said, I don't know if the BTJ has feet that are like sexy feet. Again, I don't know. But I was like, dude, if you can sell your feet, sell your feet.
Yes.
Dude, 100%.
Don't got to put your face out there. I don't care what, yeah, like,
yeah,
I don't care.
We were at a country show in Bend like 2 years ago. And there was a dude and he asked my buddy's wife if he could, because they were, you know, they were on the grass. I guess it's not real grass. It's like, you know, the turf at the amphitheater down there. And a guy asked if he could take a photo of my buddy's wife's feet.
What?
Well, it was
who feels comfortable enough to come out and ask that to a stranger?
Well, it was a Kenny Chesney concert, and so his thing is No Shoes Nation.
Okay,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's like his whole deal.
Yeah.
And so I think the guy was like trying to do like, hey, it's No Shoe Nation. Can we
get
take,
it?
We
get
take,
it?
We
no,
take
this
a photo.
Is for your personal bank, dude.
And my buddy got really jacked because she was like, absolutely. So he was taking photos of her feet, and my buddy did not like it at all. And she was completely oblivious to the idea. She's a very wholesome gal. And so she was of the faith, and so she was not aware of all the dirty pervs that are interested in feet pics. And so that night at their kitchen table, we did do a deep dive together on the seedy underbelly of foot fetishes. And that, yeah, there's like Foot Finder or Foot whatever. Like, there's a website where people just like upload their feet. And I was like, dude, you should be grateful. I'm like, if your wife's got sexy feet, sell those puppies.
Cash cow, baby.
He didn't like it. He did not like.
He's not a fan of Arch Madness.
I'm telling
he did not like it at all. And I was like, and he was legitimately bothered, so I didn't want to stoke the fire. But there was part of me was like,
it's a foot.
It's a foot. Who cares? Like, who cares? No one knows. It's like, is someone going to be looking through that and be like, wait, I know whose feet that
is. I know exactly who that is. I can't believe she's on this website.
Sort of filth is going on.
No.
But yeah,
no.
Dude was going around the Kenny Chesney show because, you know, taking photos of people's feet under the guise of No Shoes Nation.
Man, but, yeah. Just imagine going to a concert with the goal to curate as many feet pics as you can. That is some ambition.
Yeah, I don't.
Special breed.
I mean, I get told my feet are gross, so, you know, I don't think anyone...
Yeah, I don't...
I don't think anyone's looking at my feet, because the people that love me tell me that my feet are
my
gross.
My feet, I feel like, are getting gross, and yeah. I'm not really doing anything different. I'm not treating them any better or poorer than before, but, like, they just get, like, dry and kind of cracked. I'm not a fan.
Well, I've got... I got matte toes.
Yeah, I've heard. Ew.
Yeah, they get rough because you get
mangled and twisted.
Well,
and
you're constantly pressing on the insides of your feet, like on the mats when you're doing jiu-jitsu. So you just end up with really, really bad calluses. And one of mine kind of has like a hole in it. It kind of looks like the eye from Lord of the Rings.
Mm.
It's just kind of black in there, and it's not good.
Nice.
And it's been there for like 4 years, and it's not like it's permanent. It's just...
It's not going anywhere.
I don't know what's going on. We went to... my gal took me to a pedicure place once.
Yeah.
And I didn't think anything about it. I was like, I'm just going to get a pedicure. I've had that. And the poor lady, like the Vietnamese lady...
It was like Dumb and Dumber when they go in and they got the big buffer on it.
She was... I think the lady was mildly uncomfortable. And then like my gal had to apologize for my toe. And then like... What is it? The bunion when your big toe starts to like curve out?
Yeah, bunions, bro.
Well, is that the bunion where like your big toe starts to
bunions
curve out?
Bunions are gross.
Oh, dude, I've got like, dude, my thing's like at a 45 degree angle.
They call you Tobocop?
Dude, that thing is like
Tobocop.
There
okay.
is a whole. It's like a banana thing happening down there.
And again,
it comes with it. Like when you're on the mats for a lot, you just get weird feet. And my feet are very veiny too.
Mm, nice.
And I don't know. I always thought the veiny thing would be like good. Like if you get like veins in your arms, that's a good thing. Apparently, veins in your feet, not so much. And I got long toes.
Well, I'm not very interested in hearing any more about your feet.
Someone out there right now is like, tell me more.
Yeah, someone is really excited about
some
this segment.
Some listeners are getting hot and bothered, but not the people in this studio. I want to get to something that came up with Joey. I didn't expect this today, but the Tom Geary, you may know him as Scotty Smalls.
I told you,
arrest.
I saw this just the other day.
Dude,
it was like a week ago. It's rough.
We've seen child actors who get into trouble as adults, and most of the time, it's like public intoxication or they're like caught with pot when they're like still teenagers or something. Boy, we dug into the details of this thing, and
he just looks rough.
So we're going to get to what Scotty Smalls did coming up on the other side of the break, plus the 50 most popular snacks at Costco I still have to get to.
I do love snacks.
We'll get to all that coming up on The Club, on The Fan.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Isaac and Sue.
Sitting on a cloud of judgment, handing down life lessons to all the sinners.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Kick the ball, you little bitch.
All right, we are back in the club, and I feel like we need a little palate cleanser after the foot talk. Not my thing. I think I'm not someone who thinks feet are so gross that I can't see them, don't touch me, but for the most part, like, just not interested, don't need to know the details.
You ever wonder if, like, Buck says that, but then he goes home and he secretly is a giant foot guy, and he pees in the sink?
Oh. Yeah.
He's like, what?
Peeing in the sink.
This is disgusting.
Are you actually asking? Because we had this
on... Is sink peer?
Is this a young roommate thing? Like,
sometimes it's a funny bit. Yeah, I mean, I don't do it now because I'm the only one who uses my bathroom, so
we had a guy that texted in on the Vancouver 4 text line like a week or so ago that was trying to defend his sink peeing, and we had a couple people that were closet sink peers.
Yeah,
they came out and
they're saying it's more convenient and it saves water, and I don't really think either of those are very true. Maybe the non-flushing part, sure, but then you have pee in your sink.
Apparently, there's an entire community of sink peers out there, and apparently Will's one of them.
I mean, I've heard
of it. It's a funny bit if you can do it.
I've heard of it when all bathrooms are occupied and you don't have a place to go, and you're indoors and can't go outside. But like, that's a very unique circumstance.
You go outside. You do it when you're like at your buddy's house in college, and you're like, this will be funny.
You think about all the things that people are like, I would never do that, but you know, like, people are doing it. No one just wants to admit to being a sink peer. I don't think people want to admit to being a foot fetish guy, but there's obviously out there. So I'm just saying.
No, it's all over X. People might be opening it up more to being a foot guy or girl.
Yeah, you never know.
So, no more feet. Do you like boobs?
Well, who doesn't?
We have a boobs sports related controversy.
Show you my boobs.
I don't know if you saw this. You may be familiar with the name Taylor Mathis. Does that mean anything to you?
It sounds familiar to me.
It's because I sent you one of her tweets last week.
He's trying to be coy about it. I don't know if I've ever heard of this person before.
No.
This is the bet walker.
This
lady,
is walking
right?
Bets Taylor Mathis.
Well, yes. Well, not the bet walker.
That's the controversy. Oh. We have the uptops ready to throw down.
All right.
What's going on here for those who aren't familiar? Because I think a lot of this happened off mic. But there is, as we follow the gambling world that turns, there are different people putting out content all the time. There's a woman named Taylor Mathis. She's on Instagram at TMathSports. I think that might be the same as on Twitter as well. But basically, she just gives out her plays for the day, walking around
with enormous uptops that jiggle,
usually showing some cleavage, always bouncing.
Yeah.
That's kind of her thing.
And I just love how Buck sent me this. I'd never seen this gal before, but she had a big following. And I love scrolling down and like list the guys on there, like, oh my god, I love your content. You are just the best. I just love following your bets.
She
like,
gives out winners.
How simp can guys? Can guys be?
You have no idea.
That's all it takes is just someone with some cleavage walking and talking about gambling. You're like, this is the best thing I've ever seen.
So we have controversy because another individual who our own Will Ortner has worked with. Friend of the program and Brandon Sprague as well. She works for Odyssey. She does betting content. Her name is Lucy Burge, and she did walking bets first.
She did.
So.
Well, let me ask you this. Does she do walking bets with big uptops?
Well, that's part of it. And and so I would say this is akin to, like, you know, when comedians claim someone else is stealing their bit.
Yeah.
I would say that maybe Taylor has gone a little more overboard in what she's trying to accomplish.
I see it here. So
Lucy may be a little bit more reserved,
so
but that's...
I'm looking here at Lucy's
Lucy
post.
Does an outfit of the day.
So she's saying Friday bets. Lucy's a hot, and she's wearing, she's wearing Daisy Duke shorts and a skin-tight snake skin top. With with the up tops and she does, yeah. I mean, this is what she's doing. She's doing the exact same thing.
So she's
just a hot person. The only reason anyone's watching this is because she's hot. She shows her entire body while talking about her, and she does like the full turn so you can see her hips and everything else shaking. She's a hot.
No, she's showing her outfit.
What she is an entrepreneur, and or I guess she's an innovator,
trendsetter.
So she's claiming that the idea of talking about bets while being hot is exclusively hers.
So basically, so what happened is there was a Barstool, gambling show, and Taylor Mathis commented on it, basically saying if you want more views, like walking bets gets more views than anything.
Yeah.
And so then Lucy chimed in, like, but that's like my bit. She stole that from me. And then that turned into essentially now Taylor saying, I didn't think women were here to tear each other down in this industry. And it's turned into one of those things. And then Taylor...
This is the dumbest argument
of all time. Yeah, Taylor goes on to say that she is just a small town girl from Sandwich, Illinois, looking to make it in the sports media landscape. And can't believe that someone would want to talk to another woman that way.
Oh my God.
Apparently that's where the beef has kind of ended. And then she kind of... Taylor made it out like she's not built for this internet world. Oh yeah, she actually said this. Quote, I'm not built for the internet. I'm just a small town girl from Sandwich, Illinois, trying to make my way in the sports industry.
You know my, like, I have a...
And what did she do the next day?
She posted more walking bets.
She did it 2 hours later.
Yeah. All right. Let me just state this again, and I don't care if anyone gets mad at me, because I've done this plenty of times.
I'm angry.
Can we please stop? Why do we have to pretend that this is anything other than just thoughts? We do this all the time with, like, who are the two twin basketball players?
The Cavenders.
The Cavenders.
Paige and Haley Cavender.
Or Livy
Dunn. I consume
Dunn,
their content.
Or any of these. It drives me crazy when we're like, they're just so talented on, no, they're not. They're hot, and they go in front of their camera, and they're hot, and then it's loosely tied to sports, and then a lot of dudes will consume anything because they're hot. So no offense to Lucy here, who I'm sure is a wonderful human being, and I'm sure her bets are amazing. The only reason, and I mean the only reason, anyone is watching her things is because she's hot, and she wears tight-fitting outfits. And this other gal is doing the exact same thing, just with bigger up-tops. So can we please stop pretending this has anything to do with gambling, this has anything to do with talent? You're hot. Now, if you think hot's being a talent, God bless you. And I say make all the money you can. But it drives me crazy when these people act like it's some sort of, like, trademark. That's my thing. What, being hot's your thing?
So here's where this dovetails back into us.
I was like, I'll defend her.
One of us here posts betting content weekly.
That is true.
Talk about Big Will Bets. A trend now since this war of walking bets is other dudes just who aren't hot just going around walking doing their bets. I think Will can corner the standing bets market. He already stands there in front of a wall and does his bets. Maybe your standing bets are the thing of the future.
I have trademarked standing in your closet with a ring light making bets.
Will,
also,
you have what, like 2,000, 3,000? How many followers do you have? A couple thousand?
You said 1,000.
Yeah.
Try 100.
Okay. Well, Lucy has 65,000 followers. So what you need to do to get to 65,000 followers is be hot. So if you're
trying, dude, I go to the gym.
Will is getting hot.
If you could be hotter, oh, just try.
I'm trying every day.
All I ask for in my media beefs is transparency. That's all I ask. And I don't hate on anyone when it comes to this. Because if I was hot and had giant uptops, I would do the exact same thing. But please, please stop giving people credit for doing something other than being hot. Because that's all that is. They are not talented at this. They're just hot. And they're giving men two things that they want. They're smart enough to figure out that men like to gamble and men like hots. And by the way, I'm guessing that 99% of the people that follow Lucy don't actually follow any of her betting advice. They just watch. They just watch and then comment, oh my God, you're the best. I love you. I wish my wife was like you.
I've done shows with Lucy. Lucy is very talented.
I'm sure she's wonderful.
She's done a lot of shows with Sprague. She's done a lot of shows, a couple shows with
me.
She does a great job.
I'm sure,
I would push back on your she's not talented. I would say that she is very talented.
I'm sure she's great at what she does, but she's great
at
what
winners.
She sure she does. I'm sure her picks are amazing and that she wins at 80% clip.
She helped me win the Jaylen Brown Finals MVP bet.
All right, the details of Scotty Smalls from
that's
Sandlot.
Why she has 65,000 followers, right? Because of her winners?
I made probably. Me follow her.
Is that why?
That, I didn't follow her until that winner.
Yeah, you followed her because of the winners.
We work together. I follow you. We work together. Not following you because of your hotness. Just, that's for
well,
sure.
Well, I think you might be.
It's just, oh, this, Libby Dunn is so talented.
She is.
She's so good on
her
TikTok.
Her TikTok content is second to none.
You guys are acting like she's not a D1 gymnast over here. This is ridiculous. This show is misogynistic. I can't believe I have to be on this show.
All I ask for is just an ounce of honesty.
I am being honest. You're misogynistic.
Just an ounce. Just this much.
I can't believe I have to deal with this.
Hey, Jason Momoa is the same way. That guy can't act his way out of a paper bag, and it doesn't matter because that dude's like the best looking
Beef
guy
cake.
On the planet.
Yeah.
And so therefore he gets to be Aquaman. It works both ways. But do we pretend that Jason Momoa is a great actor? I hope not, because he's not. He certainly looks the part.
I like some of his movies.
Being hot helps. It helps with everything.
He's a great Aquaman.
The best Costco snacks and why Scotty Smalls from Sandlot got arrested coming up on the club. But first, Will with SportsCenter.
With Isaac and Sue.
I'm going to kick some butt. I'm going to drive a big truck on the road. I'm going to kick some ass. I'm going to drive some kick a little ass. Rock, flag, and eagle.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
That's right, we got a beer sponsor now, boys.
Hells yeah. I'm going to go have a couple after this.
I think that's a good idea.
By the way, I like that someone on the Vancouver 4 text line, I have to admit, I follow Lucy on Twitter and I don't have a betting account. That's right. That betting content, baby. That betting content. Gotta love it.
Content can be can take on many forms,
that's
as we
right.
have seen in the war Hells of walking yeah. bets.
I'm tired of this misogynistic show.
It,
guess what?
It,
we're pivoting anyways.
I'll scream it from the mountaintop. Do you make your money? You do whatever you got to do.
We I'm tired
all,
of you.
We all use what we all use the talents that we have, and God bless everyone for out there. For like I said, I don't fault anyone for getting what they can get.
Scotty
you
Smalls.
Piece of garbage.
Scotty Smalls or Costco snacks? Where do you want to go?
Ooh, the Smalls one. I mean, that's just quick. It's just rough. Yeah. That came up because Joey brought up the Sandlot.
Yeah. Which, by the way, I've been doing thinking about the Sandlot's parallels to whatever religion class he was in.
Yeah.
I think I might be on to something with the Beast, but we'll get to that later.
Yeah, the guy that played Smalls, it's funny, he brought up the Sandlot in like a week or so ago. I saw him. He was on TMZ.
He's 43 now.
Yeah, he looks like hell.
Yep.
And, yeah, he got caught. He went over to his neighbor's house. And, by the way, he's S-house drunk. He's shirtless. And he looks about the way you would think someone in South Carolina that's shirtless that's going over to his neighbor's house. And he goes over, like, and he like, whips out a knife. He's, like, kicking their front door. He's, like, on the Ring camera. He's, like, raising the knife. And then I don't know where he gets it, but he picks up a 35-pound dumbbell and throws it at her Jeep. It's like, whoops.
Dude, what?
And a shocker, he was he was arrested.
Oh, now there's Ring Cam footage.
Yeah, you haven't seen
that. I didn't see the Ring Cam footage.
Ring Cam.
Oh, boy, yeah, you can see him there shirtless in his jeans going overhand hammer throw with the freaking dumbbell right into that Jeep Wrangler.
Yeah, it goes right at it, man.
Good Lord, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was reading the report where they had, like, the conversation between them where the police arrived and the victim is telling him, really, my window's been shattered. And he goes, that sucks, man. I'll pay you back. I'm sorry. I'm going to get you back. I did it. I'm sorry, man. I'm coming back to get you. I'm sorry, brother. I'll pay you back.
Yeah, he did apologize. Did apologize to the neighbor. But in a shocking turn of events, you can't threaten your neighbor with a knife and then throw a dumbbell through his car. And then just be like, whoops, my bad. You know, that doesn't work. Maybe if he was making bets on his way shirtless, walking up to the Ring Cam with the knife, then everyone would have forgiven him. But no, he went to jail for this one. And the mugshot is great.
Yeah, it says that he was he pleaded guilty to assault and battery, disorderly conduct, and malicious damaging.
Yeah.
Also ordered to pay fines totaling $757.
He was also arrested in 2013. It turned out that he headbutted a police officer in the Houston airport.
Yeah.
He was told that he was too intoxicated to board a plane, so his response was that he headbutted the cop.
Yeah, I saw the headshot or the mugshot from that one, too. Also not great.
No, no. So something tells me that old Smalls here... He might have a little drinky poo problem.
Substance intake.
You might need to back that off a scooch.
Well,
because obviously we're making poor choices. I'm not sure which one is the poorest of the choices: the knife, the camera, the dumbbell, or I'm guessing headbutting the cop. Now I've never threatened with a knife. I've never thrown something through a windshield. And I've also never headbutted a cop, but if we're power ranking those, I'm going to say headbutt the cop number one, knife number two, dumbbell probably number three. But they all get you arrested.
Yeah. My brother avoided arrest trying to take a swing at a cop once.
Really?
Yeah. That was because he was passed out in the back of like a cab or an Uber or something like that, that was going to take him home, and the driver like couldn't get him to wake up. And so the guy was like shaking him, and my brother like thought when he came to that someone was like trying to hurt him, so he took a swing, and then that guy called the cops, and the cops came, and my brother took a swing at them too. And
did he get tased or something?
No, he didn't get tased. Luckily,
they didn't lay the boots to him.
The cop knew the bar owner, and my brother had worked at that bar. So
I'm just guessing, and I haven't seen any security footage, but I'm guessing that when little ass Thomas Gary here, Smalls. And by the way, disappointing he's not wearing the long-billed hat.
Oh,
in the
fish hat? Yeah.
How great would it be if he was wearing that hat shirtless in the video? Because he looks so... He's like wearing jeans. And by the way, no one looks good unless you're like a model. No one looks good shirtless in a pair of jeans.
No.
It's like the worst look. If you're like a pasty, white, chubby guy, there's no worse look than shirtless in a pair
just
of
hanging
jeans.
Hanging over.
Yeah, like, the boiler out.
No.
White,
no.
Wet t-shirt.
Ooh, that's pretty
white,
rough.
Wet t-shirt in swim trunks. At the swimming pool.
Yeah, that's another one. If you are in the Husky teen section, if that's where you shop, the wet t-shirt in the pool, it's not hiding anything. In fact, it actually makes it worse.
Portland comedian Ian Carmel wrote a best-selling book on that called T-Shirt Swim Club about being a fat little kid and weight loss and all of that.
Oh, yeah. Look, anyone that's been a chubby kid understands like some of the true perils of childhood. Swim parties.
But I've never understood
scoliosis testing.
But the t-shirt at the pool I've never understood because I've always thought, like Will says, even if you're big, it makes you look worse. Like, because it sticks to you. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Why wouldn't you just be shirtless?
We used to do it to avoid sunscreen. And then I realized it was just like, dude, this is bad for you. Stop.
Yeah. And
just
then, and then as you got older, there was like the chubby kid that was like, I'm so crazy. I'm just going to jump into the pool with my clothes on because I'm so crazy. And then reality, you're like, well, you're just trying to keep your shit.
See, the smart move by the big fat kid is you go into the deep end and you never come out.
No.
Yeah,
jump in right away.
Water.
As the Husky
you stay
kid.
Down.
Exactly. You go, this is what you do. This is for fat kids everywhere or adults. You put your towel right by the edge of the pool, right? And you go jumping jack flash style. You take your shirt off and you cannonball into the pool as soon as possible. And then no matter what depth of the pool you're in, you're always in neck deep water. If you're in 3 feet of water, guess what? You're on your knees.
Yep.
You just constantly stay neck deep. Then
it's possible. You can have a great day.
Yeah. And then as soon as you get out of the pool, you head right to the towel and you do an aggressive face dry because then the towel drapes in front of you. And then you just do a nice towel wrap around, get your shirt back on, you're good to go.
You can even do the big beach towel over the neck. It covers the man
boobs,
it covers the belly a little bit.
I'm telling you guys, that is a much better strategy than trying to go shirt on. I promise you, the shirt on is doing nothing to help you. You think it's a snuggie of comfort, but in reality, it's just a snuggie of spandex that just makes you look really, really bad. Go with the neck deep water. And the oversized towel is your best friend.
And always buy a size too big of clothing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Loose is your friend.
Absolutely. There's, to me, nothing, I think few things are worse for a big guy than trying to, watching someone try to fit into something that's one size too small. It's just, there are clothes made that can make you look better, and they're just a size up. Yeah, it takes swallowing some pride to say, I'm there, but... you don't want to be wearing the one size too small when you're that size. You just don't.
No, it's important. When you're a bigger guy, you definitely got to dress for the body. You got to know what works.
Success.
But also don't wear the muumuu. You know, there's a happy medium ground.
That's right.
But either way, back to check out the Smalls mugshot in the video. It's not good. I think it's been a rough go of it for Thomas Geary. You can add him into the long list of childhood actors. Didn't go well. Did not go well. And it's weird to see child actors grown up now and like all grizzled, because he's like my age. He's like in his 40s.
Wow,
he's all grizzled and just
His whole innocent boyish thing is like still kind of there a little bit, but he just looks like a sad version of that.
Is he like the main character in the movie?
He and Benny the Jet. He's the kid that moves into the neighborhood, and the other neighborhood kids like allow him to be in the Sandlot game. And
I think Benny the Jet now he's a firefighter in L.A.
I think that's I heard about that. He's
not a pilot.
No, he is not a pilot, but he's like a
is that a plane joke?
He's a
Will?
Handsome guy.
Is that why they called him the Jet? Like, I've never seen the movies.
How's
so.
That working out for you?
Will needs to see the Sandlot.
How's that dad
you,
joke?
You
working
gotta
out
see
for
the
you?
Sandlot.
I gotta laugh just like you got someone to be excited about your feet.
Hey, dad attire is something that can be found at Costco. Also, some delicious snacks. We'll wrap it up with the best Costco has to offer next on The Fan.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Sue.
We just stepped out of the shower. We'll be down in a minute.
All right, listen. You guys can't go. Did you just say we?
What?
Did you just say we just stepped out of the shower?
I said he.
Right, okay.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Double Sun Power!
Welcome back into the club. We started this program talking about men's clothing and the fashion of Costco.
Oh, yes. The
but
one-stop shop.
There's one thing we can agree on is that Costco provides delicious snacks.
Dude, Costco provides delicious a lot of things. Like the pre-made, like just heat up like food that Costco has. Like they got burnt ends and like the carnitas and all that. They got a really good like lamb kebabs. Like I'm sorry, that stuff from Costco, that stuff's dialed.
Whoever does like their buying like from who basically decides which items they're going to stock their stores with, they do a great job.
Yes, they do. Kudos to you, Costco.
So a website, couponbirds.com, put together a list of the most 50 beloved Costco snacks, and the way that they rated them was there have been over 145,000 customer reviews on Costco.com. So what they did was they took the highest percentage of five-star reviews for all the snacks, and they broke them down into categories. So they did like a top 50, but they're all in different categories. So I don't know if you want to know like what's going on with the top 10 or if there's
now,
I'll tell you the categories.
Does the Costco hot dog does that count? Because that's like
no, it does not.
That might be the most famous food item in the country.
Yes.
Like the Costco $1.50 like hot dog soda combo, it's like the inflation proof. Like that thing is, I mean, it's world famous. I mean, it's not hot girls walking while giving out bets famous, but that thing is a big deal.
It is a big deal, and
it's the only reason I hate Costco because the BTJ goes there, and then I can't get out of there for like 9 hours. But sometimes she'll lure me in with, "Hey, you get a hot dog." I'm like, "Yeah," and then if it's a long trip, I'll get one of the little ice cream sundaes as I keep walking.
So there was an article that came out in 2018 on Mental Floss, was the website about that Costco hot dog.
Yeah,
and I guess during a 2018 luncheon, Costco's CEO, his name is W. Craig Jelinek, told the story of when he was COO, and apparently he told the co-founder and then CEO that they needed to raise the price of the hot dog
because like,
they were losing money. And he said, quote, "I came to Jim, and once I said, 'Jim, we can't sell this hot dog for $1.50, he recalled, he said, "We're losing our rear ends. If you raise the effing hot dog, though, I will kill you. Figure it out."
A freaking man. Don't touch
the
dog.
Anywhere else you need to, the dog stays $1.50.
The dog stays put. Even get rid of the soda. I don't even care about the soda.
Yeah, it's to throw in, yeah.
Well, the soda probably costs him like 7 cents.
You're right.
I don't even, like half the time, just give me the hot dog.
So the categories they gave us for these snacks are chocolates, cookies, crackers, dried fruit, gum and mints, hard hard candy and gummy candy, nuts and seeds, protein or breakfast and snack bars, and snacks or trail mix. Is there a particular category that you lean towards?
Well, I tend to like the, because I try not to eat like crap when I'm at home. I save that for bars. And so I usually tend to go towards like your nuts and seeds. Or like jerky.
Yep.
Because they do. They have like beef jerky, by the way, is I don't know why that's the most expensive thing known to man.
Ridiculously overpriced.
Yeah. Yeah. It's I got a buddy of mine that I recently met, and he works over at Old Trapper, and I was trying to grill him. I'm like, hey man, what the hell? Why is your beef jerky roughly the price of like gold? And he went through a whole thing. Apparently it takes a lot to manufacture. But yeah, I tend to go with the like when you're checking out of the Costco, the snack aisles. They're right there, like right at the checkout.
All near the front, so you can just see something while you're waiting. Be like, I need a bag of that.
And you're usually going to get me with some sort of nut cluster or some sort of jerky. You're going to get me. Like they have these little cashew cluster, like squares. Oh, so damn good.
So in that category, the number one favorite item is the signature pecan halves.
Okay.
I've never bought them, but a 90% five-star rating.
Just the regular pecan halves, huh?
Followed by walnut pieces.
Yeah. No, I'm telling
followed by finally the Blue Diamond Smokehouse Almonds.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. And if you're doing the Blue Diamond, I recommend the wasabi.
Ooh, I like those. Yeah, those, yeah, I think those are better.
The wasabi, or they've got a sweet chili, a Thai sweet chili. But I'm telling you, give the, I'm right here, $10.99, give the Kirkland Signature Cashew Cluster.
Mm.
Give that thing a whirl. 2 pounds, $10.99. Be careful, though. Because you're supposed to eat like four of them, and you'll just get like a big old bear paw, and next thing you know, you've eaten like 20. Those things are freaking delicious, and they have a brand new one. They have a new snack mix, and it's a sweet heat snack mix. The lady brought it home the other day,
like a pub mix.
Oh, it's a sweet heat pub mix, and I'm the same thing. Like I went through the bag in like 3 days. So freaking good.
So up at the very top of the list, number one with the most five-star reviews at 91.9% five-star reviews, Utah truffles, dark chocolate truffles with sea salt. That is the number one snack item.
I'm out. I got no time for that BS.
It looks like it's stuck. I mean, the top of the list is sweet stuff. Then you go Godiva dark chocolate ganache hearts.
Mm.
Then you've got a little, I guess a snack pack you'd call it. It's the Nutella and Go hazelnut and cocoa spread with breadsticks.
Okay.
A little dipper guy.
Yeah, I see that.
Then you get the pecan. You get a peanut butter chocolate coconut bar. The thing is, I feel like most of these are breakfasts and sweets, and I'm like you. I go for more of the salty, like nut mixes, jerkies, things like that. I just picked up a pack of tagine seasoned jerky at Costco. I think it was made by Old Trapper. But that stuff was fantastic.
Shout out again, Old Trapper. Oli, my guy, you make a fine jerky. Also, if you're at Costco and you're deciding to venture away from the Old Trapper, I got to find it here. It's a pork jerky, and it's like an Asian pork jerky.
Oh, is that a Korean barbecue one, kind of?
Yeah, it's right here. Golden Island Korean barbecue pork jerky.
I've seen that stuff.
Buckle up.
I haven't bought it. It's worth it, yeah?
Oh, my gosh.
It's worth the test.
Yeah, if you want something a little different, get it. It comes like in the two-pack. Golden Island Korean barbecue pork jerky. So stinking good. But again, you'll eat way too much of it. And it's got a little, it's kind of sticky. It's like it's wet.
And I don't like wet
so
jerky.
It's not your, I'm telling you, normally I don't like it either. But next time you're at Costco, I'm telling you, give that thing a whirl. And by the way, you're welcome. I know my snacks.
Little bit of an upset in the cookie category. Their number one cookie, the Lotus Biscoff cookie.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Those are good, but I just kind of associate them as being like very basic, like they hand them out on the airplane because they're kind of cheap and wafery.
Yeah.
That finished ahead of the Oreo and the Nutter Butter.
I'm going to make a bold statement right here. The Oreo cookie, it's trash. It's BS.
I'm not a huge Oreo fan.
No one, get out of here.
I do like a Nutter Butter, though.
Yeah, there's so many better cookies.
Oreos are vegan.
There's so many better cookies than the Oreo, starting with the Nutter Butter. The Nutter Butter is so much better. You got Nutter Butter Milanos, all that stuff. There's just better. The Laura Dunes, the little shortbread cookies.
Oh, I love those.
Now we're talking.
Yeah, those are good.
Now we're talking. That's such a better cookie. Oreos, don't waste my time. Get out of here with that BS. Now I just want a bunch of snacks.
Well, you can go to Costco, buy some nice quarter zip apparel, and get some snacks while you're at it. That's all the time.
Some of those Hang 10 shorts that you wear.
That's all the time we have for today. I'll be back in this chair on Monday as Rop is still out. Thank you for joining us on Primetime. We'll be back Monday, 3 to 7. Good night.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.